I made a film last fall, a short film in South Philadelphia, and I've been working on a photo project there about a gal named Mo. And Mo is a hairdresser and just lives in this really great neighborhood with these beautiful townhouses. And, you know, Philadelphia is a city that loves you back. It's a pretty fabulous place. It's just really colorful. And it's an interesting city because it's one of the places that has been toughest hit by the economy, you know, like the crash in 2008. So I just fell in love with it and decided that I wanted to write a narrative film based on stories Mo had told me. And then I was going to Columbia, which has a great film school. So there were all these folks working on film, and my focus is mainly photography. But I was meeting with curators from MoMA who were telling me that I should make films, and I thought, why the heck not? And Federico, I'd met him in a photo 2 class that I was TAing, and what is your actual major?
Film?
Yeah, he's studying film. So I was like, hey, I need some help making this movie. You want to come? Yeah. And it was crazy. I mean, we had no money.
Yeah, it was a sort of people who had no idea how to make a film happen. So it was interesting. It was not the most organized crew, but very enthusiastic people.
We had fun. Yeah. And, you know, I think sometimes new directors are really stressed out, and it was really stressful, but it was also just like amazing to get to work with other people. You know, as a photographer, usually I'm just by myself, so I think I got a little addicted to working with Federico, and you know, he works with me now a lot, helping with lighting and stuff. Yeah. And so we decided that you know, it took us about a year to do all the post-production on the film because it was like a side thing, and we wanted to show the premiere in Juneau because I think that's kind of hilarious to live in New York, make a film in Philly, and then be like, all right, let's do the world premiere in Juneau, Alaska.
It makes completely sense.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.